Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is picking your fights. Right off the bat, I'll have to say that picking fights is something that I have to go over with pretty much every single client, and that is because some people either tend to fight too much or not fight enough. Fighting too much is very common either for founders, first-timers, and for very high-achieving executives who want eventually to become founders or who care deeply about things. They see things that are being done wrong and they want to fix it. They cannot but cringe whenever they see something not being done properly. Unfortunately for you, you cannot fix everything. Let me tell you that right now. And sometimes when I tell that to coaches, they say, when I found a company, it won't be like this. And again, I'll have to repeat, you cannot fix everything. It is not possible. No one is going to have the perfect company. We are not looking for perfection. We are looking for success. And that is why you need to be very adept at choosing what to be focusing your attention and your energy on. You cannot fight every windmill. You have to know exactly when a fight is worth it. So for example, if something is not within your purview, think twice before starting to fight about how things are being done there. Because when you're crossing a boundary, which is sometimes very good and necessary, you still have to pay a price. And that price might be a political price of having to fight for whatever is right, even though someone else says differently, or even the price of having to simply invest your effort and time into it. It is not straightforward, especially as these things tend to pile up. You have more and more of these, and as the company grows, the rate of things not being done properly is going to increase. Does that mean that everything is doomed? No, it certainly does not, but it does mean that you need to start focusing on, first of all, making your own things better. So if things are under your own purview, then put in place a high-quality standard. Do not tolerate issues that you would not tolerate from others. This is something I see very, very often because we, for example, tend to complain about product not having all the specs ready on time and sales promising things that are not done yet and so forth. We are extremely critical of what others are doing. But what about your own team? When your team makes a bad estimate, misses a deadline, has a critical bug on production, are you going to complain and say the same things about your own people? Not likely. You're going to come up with reasons. No, you don't understand how hard it is to do that. Or look at our past record. This has been maybe a big incident, but it is the only one in this quarter and so forth. This is a natural bias, and you need to understand that you cannot have this amount of criticism about everything around you and pick a fight about each and everything. Pick the important fights, those fights that affect your team, that truly affect the company's direction, that you believe are putting in place a poisonous culture that are against your ethics. Those are the important things to start with, and you should be focusing on those first. Now, my fear always is handling those who do not pick any fights at all. If you are fighting too much, it might be annoying to the people around you. That's usually what I hear about. That's what CEOs might bring me in to help with, that executive that's always fighting about things. And that's the easy case. That usually means you have someone who cares deeply. So we might need to do some tweaking, but essentially things are going good. What you never hear about, or rarely, is the one who has given up. Someone that has seen so many things being done not well that they simply said, I don't care. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to talk about that. It's not my problem. And those are the biggest issue, because those who work like that have lost their edge. If you don't have a spark, if you don't have a drive to make things better, then you are not an executive. I'm sorry. And that is something that I find very hard to overcome. It's usually a sign of burnout. It sometimes is local to the position. So if you change jobs, you're going to snap out of it. But fixing it in a specific position is not easy. So do not let yourself fall into that place. This is like quicksand. You shouldn't just, you know, throw up your hands and say, I give up. That's not what this episode is about. This episode is about picking those fights that are worth fighting and making a bigger impact. You should not be fighting about each and every little thing, at least not if it comes at a cost of not getting the things most important to you done, or if it has a big toll on your happiness or your energy. Because you have other responsibilities. And if your metric is perfection, you simply will never achieve it. So do not aim yourself to be working in that sort of manner. And lastly, I want to leave you with a tip, with something to think about. Are you fighting these fights that you consider worth fighting with an ally or on your own? A good executive should know how to create partnerships in the company. You should not always be standing your ground by your own, because that, in the end, will make you always be seen as the one who says no, the one who is always opposed for the sake of opposing, and that diminishes your impact with time. So try and create partnerships, and that connects to the previous part about, for example, complaining about product. If instead you see this as an opportunity to work together and improve things together, you are more likely to not have to fight, but to create a partnership, to do something together to improve things for everyone involved. Right? Break the silos. Understand that you want allies. You want to create partnerships. You are part of the executive team, and that team should be a team. You should be working together. Keep that in mind. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter for tech executives online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you, and talk soon.